Hello and welcome to the next video on my request list. Now this video is a life purpose video because you know that your life path and your birthday number are the two numbers that make up your life purpose in this lifetime. Now this request was made by somebody who is a life path 3, the most important number on their chart, and that's 90% of your focus if you're a life path 3, but you've got to bring elements in of the 5 energy because that's your birthday number 5. Whether you were born on the 5th, 14th or 23rd, that makes a little bit of a difference and it sort of adds some extra energies. And if you were born on the 23rd, that enhances that 3 energy, as you can see with the 3. So it's another video that you would need to watch to dig deep into the strongest elements of your life path number, because you could be a life path number 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 3, or a 3 on its own, or even a 3, 0, 3, which is the rarest of the 3s. So these two numbers together, with the 3 being the most important, is your life purpose. Now these two numbers are fairly similar in their way, in that they're both about written and verbal and creative expression. So the 3 is focusing on the emotional, verbal, creative expression. So it's expressing something that you're passionate about, inspiring and informing and delighting, inspiring people to action, using your words, your creativity and your passion for what you do. That's your emotional passion. So it's often the number of the performer. And when you add the 5 to that, that is the technical communicator, verbal or artistic or written, you know, there is a book in your purpose, or a verbal creativity or an artistic creativity in your purpose. So these two numbers are quite congruent, as they're all about expression. They're all about being on the stage. Now, all of this is going to be quite difficult for you. You'll have it in your heart that it's something that you need to do with your life, but it's something you're going to find difficult, because that's the whole point. It's the next stage in your evolution. So you're going to struggle a lot of the time, especially in your early years, with your communication, whether that be verbal, written or both. And it can come in a way that sometimes it's an inability to find the right words. Sometimes it's a stutter or a speech impediment. And a lot of the time it's confidence issues and shyness and issues managing your emotions. So it's your purpose in this lifetime to perform, express, whether with your words, with your artistry and with your written word as well, express something that's going to inspire, inform and delight audiences. And the specifics of that is up to you. You might want to be an actor expressing a message. You might want to be somebody communicating an important message to the world. Whatever it is you're communicating, it's going to be passion and there's going to be a mastery attached, because the 5 is not as important as the 3, but the 5 adds an element of mastery to it. So it's like there's a subject or a passion that you're here to express to the world, whether in written form, verbal or in your artistry, or likely all of those things. So first of all, what we're going to do is look at your biggest number, your life path 3. That's the most important. And then there's a 10% focus on the 5 energy. So it's like having in a meal, the 3 is the meat and potatoes and the birthday number 5 is the herbs, the salt and the condiments that you need to bring to this meal to enhance the flavour of the meal. So let's look and break down the life path 3 first of all. So you're here to develop positive verbal expression and make others feel good, inspired, entertained, inspire people to action. And because you're here to be that passionate expresser, you're going to start life with an inability to express yourself, either through shyness or not having the right words, the vocabulary, or even basic language difficulties like a lisp or a stutter, or maybe it's mutism or just plain shyness. And it's something that you as a three are here to work through, to become more of a verbal communicator and to feel more confident and ready to communicate your passion to the world. And remember, none of this is going to be easy, and it is your life purpose to actually work through these issues, because we've all got them, right? So you're here to be creative as well as verbal, artistic, make others feel good and inspired and entertained. Now, the artistry you use is totally up to you. It depends on the passions you have. You might be an artist. You might be an actor or actress. You might be a speaker. You might be a poet. You might have loads of, you might just have loads of information to teach people, to inspire people to action. However, you're going to struggle to do that too, because many threes will say, I'm not creative, when they're the most creative people in the world. Or they'll hide their creative work, procrastinate from their creative work, and never actually finish it because they're fearful of the end, and that they might mess it up or that people might not like it, because they're very connected to what other people think, and they can feel really low on themselves when they feel that others might not like their work. So they'll procrastinate, they'll start creative projects and never finish them, or just basically hide their creative projects and just tell everyone they're not creative. And as a three, you're going to know that you've done that or possibly still do that. And it's because you're here to be dynamic and courageous with your creativity, with your verbal expression, you know, because you can be really fearful, unable to leave your comfort zone, unable to stand on that stage or stand in front of a social group and show them or tell them all about your creativity. And you've got to learn to be more spontaneous, more dynamic, more courageous, and take more calculated risks to progress along your journey of life. And don't let fear and the fear of leaving your comfort zone to stop you from being the three that you're here to be. You're here to enjoy the limelight of an audience and be the center of attention, whether in an auditorium or in a social group. And of course, because you're here to stand on the stage or be the center of attention, you're going to be the type, especially at first, that wants to hide in the background, fearing being noticed. You know, you in even in a social group, you're the one that sat listening, sat in the background, not expressing yourself as much as you could, because you're literally here to be the center of attention, to build up your social confidence and actually express yourself and not continue to hide in the background or fear being noticed. You're all about the audience, the performance, especially with the five being your birthday number, speaking in public, whether that's in an auditorium or whether just in front of a social group, because, you know, you're here to express to as many people as possible. So you're also here to act on your ideas. Remember, I said you can be a bit of a procrastinator, and threes often don't act on their ideas or hide their ideas, or they just simply have apathy and laziness and never act on their ideas, because you know the one is about channeling the idea, the two plans the idea and pulls the people together in the, and acts in the background to get everything prepared and to keep all the cogs turning. But the three is the doer, the executor of the idea. And again, because you're here to be the doer and the executor of the idea, procrastination and apathy and laziness and low confidence is often what stops you and what holds you back from actually acting or showing your creativity to the world. And you need to get through that, especially if you're a three with a five birthday. You're here to be responsible though, because as a three, you're here to be spontaneous and dynamic and take risks and get out there and communicate with the world. You've got to make sure that what you communicate and how you communicate is responsible, and that if something does go wrong or there's some inadvertent negativity that comes from your expression, to take responsibility for that and try to sort out the consequences of that, and not to be irresponsible responsible or run away from responsibility. You know, it's important that you learn in this lifetime, and that's taking responsibility for your mistakes and your errors, which we all have difficulty doing. But if we keep in mind that it's all about learning, it's all about making mistakes, it's all about taking responsibility for what we do and putting things right if we need to do it. So verbal expression that's passionate, that you want to create and communicate a message to the world, and do it verbally or creatively in whatever way you want, to be dynamic, to be courageous, to be able to stand in front of a group of people or an audience and actually enjoy communicating and showing your passionate heart when you're communicating. Because when you're passionate, your audience will be passionate. And when you enjoy your communication to others, your audience will enjoy your communication to others. So that's what you've got to get to execute your ideas and make sure you do it responsibly. That is really important. Socially, you're all about lifting people up. You're like, you're here to be the social dynamo. And of course, because you're here to be the social dynamo, to be all talkative, to be the life of the party, to lift others up with your expression, you actually could be either quiet and avoidant of social situations, or even express negative and emotional expression. You know, threes can really kick off, and instead of lifting people up to the rafters, threes can literally use harsh words and almost chop people up into pieces and bury them under the ground, because they have this amazing ability to use their emotions. And what it is that's important for a three is that they use their emotions to lift, inspire, delight and inform other people, rather than pull people down, make people feel bad, or do the opposite of inspire, inform and delight. They're here to learn to manage their emotions for themselves, to understand their emotions, to look at their own triggers, what makes them act or feel the way they do, and then look at the other side. How are they making people feel with their verbal, their expressive emotions? You know, what are the consequences of their emotions? And it's only that that's going to help a three to understand how to use their, to understand all the emotions in a room and then use it to actually lift others up. So positive emotional expression that lifts other people up, not negative expression that destroys. Now, in your journey towards that, there's going to be times where you have maybe got very emotional in a negative way and ended up pulling people down instead of lifting them up. Don't beat yourself up about that. It's part of your journey of development. And as long as you're always thinking and trying to express yourself in a more positive way, you must not and cannot berate yourself from anything that happened in the past, because this is your journey of learning, okay? Excuse me while I have a cough, didn't want to cough into the mic. You're here to be independent as well. Now, threes, because they like to run on their own schedule, they can often be a bit dependent. They like for other people to support them and pay for their needs while they, you know, do their own thing and be creative, when they're actually here to be more interdependent, to actually do things and inspire others as much as, to give as much as they take, basically. And threes can be the kind of person at times, because they struggle to engage with the world. I mean, they hate routine. Threes often hate being in a job because it means they have to get up at the same time every day and they've got someone telling them what they've got to do and when they've got to do it. When threes are actually very entrepreneurial and they want to run on their, they're here to run on their own schedule, really, to be entrepreneurial and to express themselves to the world in a very entrepreneurial kind of way. So this difficulty at the start can actually make them quite dependent on others when they're here to give and receive in equal measure, to maybe try and deal with. Sometimes you've got to deal with routine and drudgery because life is about that. And sometimes it's good for a three to commit at times to what they need to do. But they are actually very entrepreneurial. And the more that a three can develop towards actually giving as well as receiving, that's a good thing. But don't worry if you've been dependent. Don't worry if you are dependent. You're a three. Just take those steps on your journey to work through that, and you've got your whole life to do it. Okay, so you're here to learn also to be quite opportunistic. Remember I said about social confidence, it's about being a networker, speaking to people that maybe you don't know and snapping up opportunities as they arise, like a socially confident entrepreneur. Now, none of this is going to be easy because especially in your young life, you'd have been shy, underconfident, very much the procrastinator, letting opportunities pass you by through fear to act, because it's like the energy is there in a moment, and if you don't snap that energy up in that moment, it's gone. And threes can often be too fearful to jump and snap up that energy when it's there, or to talk to the people that are in their energy when they're there, because they're not going to be there in their energy later. And if they want to capitalize on that opportunity, now's the time to do it. And that can be quite difficult for a three to do. And again, it's part of your journey to achieve that. So if you feel that you've let opportunities go in your life and that you've not acted in the moment on opportunities, again, don't beat yourself up. It's all part of your journey as a three. Just, you know, there'll be other opportunities that come up. There'll be other networking opportunities that come up. There'll be other social situations that come up, because you're often avoidant of social situations. But, you know, over time, you're here to learn to be a bit more social, talkative, meet new people, be that life of the party so that you can network with people successfully. That's the three. Now, it's not the sub-lessons of the three. You need to look into the one and the two especially if you're a 12-3. And for the 2-1-3, it's the one most important. Look into the one, the innovative one, and the two secondary. And if you're a 3-0-3, that's a very spiritual three. That is an intense three. So you're likely to have the most difficulties if you're a 3-0-3, because you're here to be a very intense three. Because the zero intensifies the energy of the three, but it also brings with it the potential for more intuition, for spirituality, and extra perceptive abilities. But, you know, that's another video that's on my channel. So let's look at the, as I've just said, the types. So if you were born, let's say, on the 1st of January 1999, it's 111, you're just a 3. Or even the 10th of October 1999, again, the 10 reduces to a 1, the October is 10 as well. So you could be just a 3 life path. So you don't have to worry about the sub lessons. But you might have been born on a day where the three elements of your date of birth add up to a 12, like the 15th of October 1994 or the 5th of January 2004. And these dates aren't exhaustive. There's loads. In fact, I'd say in my work, the most common of all the threes is actually the 1-2-3. So there are many, many dates of birth that will give you the 1-2-3 life path. Slightly more rare is the 2-1-3, and that's somebody that maybe has a master number in their three elements of their date of birth. They might have been born on the 11th, they might have been born on the 11th month, or they may have been born in an 11 year, or, you know, not a 22 year, because it's 2-1-3, but there's going to be at least one master number in their life path. Doesn't have to be, but it's likely if you're a 2-1-3 that there is a master energy in your the three elements of your life path. So there's going to be some extras to do for you. Now, if you're a 3-0-3, there's potentially a master 22 in the three elements of your date of birth. Like if you were born in 1975, that's a master 22 year. If you were born on the 22nd day, that's a master 22 number. Or you may have been born in 1993, which actually was the last master 22 year for until about 2299. It's going to be like 200 odd years more until another 22 year. So if you were born in 1993, you're one of the rarer ones. And that's people born, I'm going to go 1993, 1984, 1975, 1966, going back 9 years each time. And those are the 22 years. So that would make you a 3-0-3. And of course, because it's a 22 year, that's one of the rarer life paths. And there won't be another 3-0-3 born for at least two, maybe even three generations. So, you know, it's the 303 is the rarest of the life path threes. But we've also got to consider the energy of the five, whether you're a five, a 145 or a 235, whether you were born on the 5th, 14th or 23rd. And they all have slightly different elements. Now, the five is just the five energy, and that's what we're going to talk about. So if you were born on the 5th, it's simple pimple. You can just listen to all the elements that I'm about to talk to you. And they are the most important of the elements. But if you were born on the 14th, you're going to need to bring some extra focus and commitment in, and you might find focus and commitment on your mastery a little bit more difficult because you've got the four energy to achieve. But then the 23rd, that enhances your social difficulties, but it also enhances your social potential because you're a life path three born on the 23rd. It's the two and the three and the five that are the social communicators. So if you were born on the 23rd and you're a life path three, then you're likely to struggle a bit more with your social, but it's a bigger part of your purpose to be more social, to communicate and express yourself. Born on the 14th, all the elements of the five exist, but you might need a bit more commitment and focus to your personal goals. And if you were born on the 5th, you just need to look at these. But remember, the sub-lessons are added to this. This is the most important. So this is 10% of your purpose, okay? So what fives do is they can struggle to focus and find their mastery. And as a five with a three life path, that's going to be enhanced. So you're going to indulge in varied experience, which is good at first. You need to, before you can find your mastery, you need to look at what's out there, right? So you're here to indulge in that varied experience and learn from each of the experiences without just brushing past them, to help you choose your passion, your focus, whether you speak it, write it, or create it, or draw it, or paint it, whatever you do to show your audience. It's about finding your passion and your focus. But of course, as a three life path and a five birthday number, you find it hard to focus on one thing because you love variation. You're easily bored and you are prone to brushing over experiences without any learning and progression. And that's something as well as all your three life path difficulties, that's something else for you to get past in this lifetime. And then when you find that mastery, you've then got a balance because you'll never lose your need for variety. And it's important that you don't push variety out of your life, especially as a life path three and a five. So you've got to balance your need for variety and venture and change with your focus on your passion and mastery, but also thinking about the people around you, your family, the people that you feel close to, or the people that you're responsible to. And you might struggle as a five, not as much as if you were a life path five, you're only a birthday five, but there might be an element of struggle to finding a healthy balance between your need for variation, adventure and change, and then your need to have a mastery to focus on and to actually be responsible to the people around you. And again, none of that's going to be easy for you, but again, it's a lifelong journey. Don't beat yourself up. You're here to actually learn to do all these things. You're not here to beat yourself up because you're not these things already. Remember, life is a journey. You chose to come here with this in your life. You chose to come here and experience all the difficulties of the three and the five so that you can get by them, so that you can improve, so that you can evolve your soul, because that's what life's all about. Each lifetime is all about learning and evolving and improving. So you're here to find your passion. The three is very like that, and so is the five, so it kind of enhances that. So find your passion and your focus, and focus on it with discipline, and that's through the detail of the boredom, and that is what will help you to attain progression and finally personal freedom, which is what you really, really need as a life path three birthday five, you know. And you've got to understand the difference between what you want and what freedom is. Now, we think, I'm going to do what I want, that's my freedom. But since when do we know really what we want, and is what we want good for us? Other time, not. You know, I really want to eat garlic alioli all my life, but man, I'm fat enough. And, you know, if you eat things that you want rather than some of the things you need, you're not going to be healthy. And if you're not healthy, you're not free. If you're stuck in your bed, you're not free. If you're sick, you're not free. And if you do what you want and the law doesn't like it, you won't be free, you'll be in prison. So you've got to figure out the link. Now, it's not as important as if you were a life path five, but there are going to be elements of I'll do what I want. But you've got to think, freedom and discipline, they're inherently linked. And it's only focus and discipline on your mastery that is going to bring you the real personal freedom that you need to get, that you want, that you desire, that you're here to achieve. Because it's important. You know, what we want isn't always what's good for us. And we can end up being what's called a slave to our desires. And that can actually take away our freedom rather than give it to us. And it means sometimes that the freedom that we're born with, we can abuse that and make ourselves ill. We can get ourselves thrown in prison. And all of these things make you a slave to your desires and end up taking your freedom away from you. So in a nutshell, doing what you want isn't necessarily freedom. It's discipline and focus that's actually going to bring you real freedom. And then you won't have to say, I'll do what I want, because you'll have the freedom to do it anyway. So you're here to be committed. Now, this isn't easy for a life path three or a five. Committed and dependable, not only to your mastery, but the people around you. Because you can be, the three and the five can both be like this, chaotic, uncommitted, forgetful. Or when you find your mastery, you could swing the other way and be overcommitted, over-obsessed, and end up pushing people out of your life in favour of sitting in one room or going to one place and focusing on your mastery to the detriment of everything else in your life. But most of the time you start off with this uncommitment, this inability to find your focus, being chaotic and uncommitted. But make sure when you find your passion and focus that you don't swing so far the other way that you focus on your own passions to the detriment of those around you, because then you're not balancing your mastery, your need for variation, and your commitments to those around you in your family. So that kind of balance, and actually having balanced commitment and dependability, is important. But it's not going to be, again, it's not going to be easy for you to achieve. You're also very fearful in the three, and the five is also very fearful. And you're here to learn not only to act fearlessly yourself, but and not let others stop you, and to surge ahead bravely, but also to help others to be fearless too. So it's important that you overcome your fears and insecurities and difficulties so that you can act more fearlessly in the world. And, you know, often threes, they can fantasize about being fearful. They can watch films, they can read books, and they're fearful in their imagination, but they don't actually express it in the world. And it's important that fives don't satisfy their need for adventure by just keeping it in their head, watching films or reading books. They're very much about being fearless in the world and expressing themselves in the three to audiences and being fearless about that. And inspiring other people to be fearless too. Again, I'm not saying any of this is going to be easy, and you mustn't beat yourself up if you're still going through life in a very fearful way. But you've got your whole life to get through this one step at a time. The more fearless you can be, the more that you can express yourself fearlessly to others, whether in artistic, written, verbal, emotional form, that's important for you. And it's going to be a one step at a time thing. You're also here to focus your energy and drive onto your specialism and onto things that are important, like your family or your mastery, or, you know, using your energy responsibly with discipline. And eventually you will gain the freedom that you're here to achieve, but you might be unable to exercise focus. It's very much a life path three thing. And when you add the five to that, it's going to make finding your focus and your mastery even more difficult. So give yourself that time, that exploration. Explore the world if you haven't found it yet. And eventually you will find your focus, something that burns your heart, so that you can use it and focus your energy in to directions that are going to actually progress you rather than scattered directions and wasting your energy. It's taking all the energy that you have and focusing it on something that you love, that you can use to help the world, to communicate to the world, to be an influential verbal and written communicator, and not like stay stuck in explosive emotions that the three has, or stunted emotion that the five has, and destructive dramas. Sometimes fives can be argumentative, and when you add the three to that, that enhances the arguments and the emotional difficulties where you're not communicating in a way that lifts people up, and it ends up being you're communicating in a way that pulls people down. And instead of having this difficulty in your social life, so the three and the five can struggle a bit socially, they can be a bit negative, wired, uptight and argumentative, but you're here to learn to be more socially confident, to be more relaxed, positive and charismatic with your social skills. Now this is all achievable. Spirit wouldn't, your guides wouldn't give you a life path that you don't have the potential to walk. So take your time with it. Don't expect that you should be a social dynamo within a week. It's going to take time. You know, say yes to some of those social invitations that you might often say no to, and take your steps little bit at a time. And every time that you get past any social anxiety and actually stand on your fears and open your mouth and say what you need to say, even if it's only in a small way, pat yourself on the back and continue to challenge yourself moving forward. Be consistently independent. I know the threes really like to be, well, they're really good at being independent because they're not good with routine and, you know, taking on the standard jobs in the world. But sometimes the five can swing from dependence to independence, and they struggle, like the three, to give and receive in equal measure. And they are prone to swinging from independence to dependence and back again. And it's often risky decisions or inability to focus. There are often many reasons. And make sure that you are developing towards being fearless, not only fearless, but challenging others to be fearless too. So if you liked this video, please like and subscribe to me on my channel. If you'd like a reading, please contact me on my email address or through social media that's in front of you now, because I'd love to help you to realize not only your life purpose, but how the toolbox numbers in your chart can also help you to achieve your life purpose. I also have some books on Amazon that are very good for helping you to develop not only your own chart, but the charts of others if you so desire. So keep watching to see more detail on that. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents months to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember, your motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So don't forget, for if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.